Title: Tips for the Unwary: Precautions Against Liability for Healthcare Businesses Receiving CARES Act Funds. Content: The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES Act provided trillions in economic relief in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, including hundreds of billions of dollars in aid for the healthcare industry. Regulators in the healthcare industry have also adjusted regulations and procedures in response to the changing landscape caused by the pandemic. While the CARES Act and regulatory changes provide much-needed help, accepting funds and navigating the regulatory changes can add many legal pitfalls to an already cluttered regulatory scheme. As the government prepares to prosecute fraud and abuse by recipients of CARES Act funds, healthcare entities, the top payers of government enforcement and CATAM dollars, should take care to avoid claims of misconduct under the CARES Act. Expect aggressive enforcement of CARES Act fraud anytime the government pays out significant sums of money for economic relief, a massive wave of enforcement follows. The Department of Justice, United States Attorney's Offices, and Inspectors General have all been ordered to prioritize the investigation and prosecution of fraud and abuse related to CARES Act funds and COVID-19 related scams. In addition to government watchdogs, the public has been enlisted to report fraud through federal and state government websites and hotlines. There is no shortage of new, well-funded enforcement bodies formed for the express purpose of investigating and prosecuting fraud and abuse. The CARES Act established a Special Inspector General for Pandemic Recovery, SIGPR, who is tasked with investigating financial assistance programs for businesses under the CARES Act. The Act also established the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee, PRAC, which is composed of inspectors general from several agencies, and the COVID-19 Congressional Oversight Commission, a bicameral congressional commission empowered to secure information from federal departments related to programs and spending in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, has already begun applying extra scrutiny to entities in the healthcare industry receiving CARES Act funds. On April 22, 2020, HHS Secretary Alex Azar issued the following warning: "Congress has entrusted us with an immense amount of money to send to providers, and we will be clear and careful about how we're doing it. There will be significant anti-fraud and auditing work done by HHS, including the work of the Office of the Inspector General." One, entities in the healthcare industry that receive public health and social services emergency funds, relief funds, must satisfy requirements that depend on their certifications and representations. Organizations that receive relief funds are deemed to have accepted the terms and conditions. The following are some highlights from the terms and conditions applicable to receipts of the relief funds. Recipients must certify that payments will only be used for medical expenses or lost revenues attributable to COVID-19. Recipients that receive more than $150,000 must submit quarterly reports that detail the use of the funds received. Recipients must maintain appropriate records and cost determinations. Recipients must limit patient out-of-pocket expenses for out-of-network coronavirus services to patient in-network out-of-pocket payment rates. Recipients cannot use funds to reimburse losses that have been reimbursed from other sources. Recipients must not make a grant or provide a loan to any corporation that has any unpaid federal tax liability. 2. Enforcement actions will also include claims brought by the government and private whistleblowers under the False Claims Act, FCA. The FCA allows private whistleblowers to bring claims on behalf of the government, known as CATAM cases, when alleging fraud against the government. For decades, the FCA has been the government's strongest enforcement tool for combating fraud, waste, and abuse against the government, with most claims starting as whistleblower claims. The Department of Justice recovered $2.6 billion under the FCA in 2019 alone, with the healthcare industry comprising 70% of FCA investigations and settlements. The current pandemic has created the perfect storm for whistleblower claims. Whistleblowers already have a strong incentive to bring FCA cases because they can